USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Democrat House members released a statement criticizing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for equating the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Not to mention a long list of anti-American rhetoric. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York on Fox News, says Omar must pay a price for her out-of-touch comments.
This has nothing to do with religion, ethnicity, race, gender, political party. This has to do with her as a member of Congress putting out all this anti-American propaganda. There should be a very heavy political price to be paid.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that the FDA extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by 6 weeks. The review concluded the shots remain safe and effective for at least 4.5 months. In February, the FDA originally authorized J&J's vaccine for up to 3 months when stored at normal refrigeration levels. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Senate Armed Services Committee listened to budget testimony Thursday for fiscal year 2022. The request is for $715 billion. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Army General Mark A. Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the $715 billion request would preserve readiness, but it's also a down payment on future readiness.
We are ready now and remain so in the future. We're also facing tough strategic choices, and we're being increasingly challenged with very capable potential adversaries clearly acting in opposition to our interests.
General Milley also said our contract with the American people is that we, the United States military, will be able to fight and to win. When called upon, we will support and defend the Constitution always and forever.
Someone keeps calling 911 from a cell phone, sending cops to entertainer Jennifer Lopez's home, wasting time and energy from the Los Angeles Police Department, and cops are not happy. This has been going on for 6 months. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona sits man-made Lake Mead. In 1983 and 84, the lake was so full of water it overflowed into the spillways for weeks. After decades of drought, the lake is running out of water. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions.
Hoover Dam on Lake Mead generates on average about 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.